Hello, and welcome to another episode of Podcast DX, the show that brings you interviews with people just like you, whose lives were forever changed by a medical diagnosis. I'm Lita.
I'm Ron.
And I'm here in spite of the fact that I feel like heck.
All right. Well, that's Jean Marie over there. Thank you for joining us, Jean.
You're so welcome.
Collectively, we're the hosts of Podcast DX. On today's show, we are going to discuss the differences, similarities, compare and contrast, if you will, between conventional Western medicine, functional medicine, and complementary medicine. We will also touch on the 42 different subsets of conventional medicine specialties.
I hope I'm not reading the 42 different subsets of conventional medicine.
I hope that I am reading them because we will get through this very quickly.
So conventional medicine, also called Western medicine, or most people know modern medicine, is when healthcare professionals such as doctors, nurses, and therapists use scientific research to diagnose and treat symptoms and conditions. Some examples of conventional medicine include pharmaceutical medications, physical rehabilitation, psychotherapy, radiation therapy, and surgery.
Complementary medicine refers to the treatment that people use in addition to conventional medicine. These treatments are not always paid for. These treatments are not part of standard medicine, but are complementary to it. Examples of common types of complementary medicine include, but are not limited to, aromatherapy, acupuncture, herbal medicine, massage therapy, visualization, and yoga.
And additional types of complementary medicine include biofeedback, chiropractic, homeopathy, hypnosis, naturopathy.
Qigong, I think.
Qigong.
Okay, Qigong.
We think.
Reflexology, we know. Right.
Reiki.
I have heard of that.
Yeah.
Relaxation and Tai Chi. Should I go through them again?
No, that's good.
Okay. So doctors, they may use complementary treatments to alleviate the side effects of conventional medicine and improve the person's overall quality of life. For example, they may use complementary treatments to reduce stress, balance emotions, and alleviate fatigue while undergoing chemotherapy.
A coordinated treatment approach that combines conventional and complementary medicine is known as integrative. Integrative health aims to heal each person and maximize their quality of life by treating their physical, mental, and emotional health. Individual needs will determine the best combination of therapies. Traditional healthcare professionals, such as doctors, nurses, and therapists, can work with complementary therapists to create a treatment plan. This plan can treat all aspects of a person instead of focusing on one area of the body.
Integrative medicine is a holistic, healing-oriented discipline that considers and evaluates an individual as a whole, their physical, emotional, behavioral, social, spiritual, and environmental factors, along with their overall health. In short, integrative medicine integrates all aspects of a patient, mind, body, and soul to heal and optimize the health issues that they are facing. An integrative medicine aims to treat the whole you rather than just your disease, and it often incorporates several medical disciplines to optimize and heal the issue, improving the overall health. The treatment may include acupuncture, yoga, massage therapy, behavioral therapy, homeopathy, and the list goes on. Whatever suitable for your holistic healing process. Integrative medicine believes that a poor lifestyle is the origin of most chronic diseases. Therefore, integrative physicians also focus on the nutritional and exercise habits to promote your healing and well-being. Along with treating your conditions, they aim for prevention by encouraging you to have a healthy lifestyle throughout your life.
Conventional and complementary treatments have benefits and drawbacks to consider. Each case and each individual is different, so a person should always talk this over with a healthcare professional to determine whether they are a suitable candidate for complementary therapies.
One of the downsides to conventional medicine is the use of antibiotics, which doctors prescribe to treat bacterial infections. Antibiotic resistance occurs when bacteria change in response to the use of these medications. The misuse and overuse of antibiotics resistance limiting infection prevention and control. So even though experts have put conventional treatments such as chemotherapy and radiation therapy through rigorous scientific testing to demonstrate their safety and effectiveness, things can go sideways, such as the body becoming resistant to the medicine, as we said, and also the side effects of medications, which at times can include even death. And we talked about these types of warnings on season 16, episode 18.
Yeah, and actually in the news recently, they were discussing chemotherapy that a specific company is using such intense chemotherapy that patients are skipping treatments because the effects are so detrimental and so overwhelming that they don't feel they can go on with the treatment.
Wow.
So there's always a balance there. As research has demonstrated, many complementary treatments, including acupuncture and various supplements, are typically safe and can be effective. The costs vary depending on the specific therapy, but some may be less expensive than conventional treatment and good to include as part of a conventional treatment. However, there is no scientific or medical evidence to show that complementary treatments can help treat or cure conditions such as cancer. Also, complementary therapies may interact with conventional treatments, potentially causing them to work less effectively and or produce more severe side effects. For this reason, it's vital that you discuss any complementary treatments with a healthcare professional before utilizing them alongside your conventional treatments. Ron, can you tell us more about functional medicine?
Sure. So functional medicine, aka root cause medicine, focuses on finding the root issue of your symptoms and disease. Prevention is better than cure. This defines the approach of functional medicine. It treats the individual rather than the disease, where the patient and the practitioner build a partnership to treat the root cause of your problem, especially chronic diseases like diabetes, cardiovascular disease, etc. So instead of managing and treating the symptoms, functional medicine dives deep into the human body, medical history, genetics, and external factors to identify and cure the underlying cause of your disease. This form of treatment considers each patient's care plan distinct and unique, forming personalization healthcare, medications, and lifestyle modifications. And this came through the My
Concierge
MD.
Oh, yeah.
.com. That's MyConciergeMD.com.
I'll put a link for that on our website.
Now that we have a bit of background information, it's time to talk about our initiative to better serve our listening audience. We want to let you know that we are an affiliate of a major medical supplier here in the United States. You will find affiliate links on our website, Podcast DX. They aim to tailor specific medical supplies and equipment based on your diagnosis to make it less stressful than looking through an entire catalog for what you might need. We are open to your suggestions and will adjust our offerings based on what you, our listeners, find helpful. But now let's return to the show.
An integrative healthcare approach combines conventional and complementary treatments. A person should consult a healthcare provider to learn about the potential benefits, risks, and side effects of different treatments and how they affect each one another. A person can work with a healthcare provider and complementary medicine therapist to create a suitable and effective treatment plan. Regular checkups will allow these professionals to modify the treatment plan if necessary. Now, before we continue, is this a song you made up, or are you taking someone else's work and presenting it as your own?
ChatGPT helped me this morning because I fed in all of the specialty medicine types and asked it to write a bit of a rap song for us.
Because you are a well-known rap artist.
Well, you know what? You never know until you try.
Oh, okay.
Now I can't wait to hear this.
I'm dreading this. Okay. You want us to beatbox?
Yeah, you got to do something to back me up.
Okay.
I think I'm going to get up and walk away for a while.
I
sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Lita. You got the floor.
Oh, yo, check it. In the world of medicine, we
dogs
got divisions,
dogs
specialties,
cats,
experts
cats,
with precise visions.
Cats,
from family to pediatrics, we heal in generations. Internal medicine solving complex situations. All right, I'm going to start that over. That was my practice.
Oh, my gosh, we're doing it again.
Yo, check it. In the world of medicine, we got divisions, specialties, experts with precise visions. From family to pediatrics, we heal in generations. Internal medicine solving complex situations. Surgery is precise, like a surgeon's incision. Neurology is the study of brain transmission. Psychiatry delves into the mind's labyrinth, and gynecology ensuring women's health is never missed. Plastics ain't just about looks, it's reconstructive. Urology handles urine, issues ain't seductive. ENT, diving into your head and neck complexities. Radiology, pathology, exploring internal intricacies.
Wow.
From anesthesiology to emergency tension, preventative care, our frontline prevention. Critical care when life's on the edge. Ophthalmology, even if your eyes ain't pledging allegiance. PM&R, jack of all trades, rehabilitation's foundation. Cardiology, healing broken heart sensations. Orthopedics, beyond muscles and bones. Dermatology, for skin, making it smooth as a stone. Gastroenterology, digestion's guardian. Pulmonology, for lungs, ain't no pardoning. Allergy-related, allergists got the key for respiratory woes. It's the pulmonology spree. Oncology, hematology, battling cancer's aggression. Rheumatology, easing joint suppression. Endocrinology, balancing hormonal symphony. Nephrology, kidney care with precision synergy. Oh my God. Infectious diseases, fighting unseen foes. General surgery spectrum. Trauma to gender throes. Reproductive, neonatology, specialized domains. Podiatry, stepping in when the foot complains. From sports medicine to vascular repair, in the world of health, we're always there. Specialists unite, diverse yet aligned. In this wrap of medicine, our knowledge is enshrined. Oh.
Well, we know that that's not a potential career for you in the future. But
While you were doing that, I was wondering in my head how many listeners we're losing.
How many potential medical students and future doctors? Because they're like, oh, no.
We may have to have somebody cut in a better version of my...
Do you really want me to say my next line?
Yeah, we're done.
Okay, so here it comes, folks. Well, I guess that wraps it up.
And check out our website.
I got out of bed for this.
I could be laying down right now. I feel horrible. And I can't believe she made me sit through this. Thank you for that, Mom. That was very interesting. And we're going to take away your ChatGPT rights Because I think, you know, when they say, you know, it's the future, you know, it could be dangerous. We now see it's very, very dangerous. In the wrong hands.
Oh. If you have any questions or comments related to today's
show. Maybe we ought to take that part out.
You can contact us at podcastdx@yahoo.com. Through our website, podcastdx.com. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, TikTok.
We're not on TikTok. Are we on TikTok?
We're on TikTok.
Oh, good Lord. Okay, and if you have a moment to spare, please give us a review wherever you get your podcast. As always, please keep in mind that this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment, and never and before undertaking a new healthcare regime. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking because of something you've heard on this podcast.
Till next week,
yeah,
we
please,
hope.
Yeah, it'll be different.